Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Gimel, and we are on the last daf of Perek Yid Hanasha, and here in the seventh Perek. Before we get into issues of Bas V'Chalav and Taroves, we're already in, and again, there'll be overlaps in the Prakim, but today we have Chulin daf Kuf Gimel. So we are on the last part. Let's go to Kuf Beis Mabez. We'll start with the Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, about 10 lines up from the bottom, on Kuf Beis Mabez. This is what we're about to talk about, is issues of Eiver Min HaChai and Basar Min HaChai. About to have a machlokas about that, as we have been talking about the various issues of what was Asur L'Bnei Noach. Obviously, Eiver Min HaChai is Asur L'Bnei Noach, one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, and Eiver Min HaChai might also be more inclusive than we think it is, right? As we're about to see, it's not just Eiver, it's Basar, and there are differences in between the two, as came up on yesterday's daf. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, let's first see the machlokas. Lo sochal hanefesh ma'basar. We have two psukim, one in Dvarim Perek Yud Beis and Parshas Re'eh, and one in Mishpatim in Perek of Beis of Shmos. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo sochal hanefesh ma'basar. That pasuk is teaching me ze eiver min hachai. That is the isser of eiver min hachai. How do you know eiver min hachai? The eiver is compared to a nefesh. Rashi says, just like an eiver is not going to grow back, just like a nefesh doesn't come back. Unless it's Chiyas HaMesim, but that's called Lo Asi L'Chalipin. Rashi says, De'ever Chai Mikri Nefesh, Shem Yichatchenu Eino Osa Chalipin, Shalo Yashiv Od, K'nefesh HaNetula She'ena Chozeres. Right, an Aver doesn't come back, and Nefesh doesn't, just like a Nefesh doesn't come back. So that's how, don't eat the Nefesh Im HaBasar, while the animal is still alive, ba'ot hachayus im habasar, just like while the animal is alive. So that is the isser of Eiver Min HaChai, that is the source. And then the pasuk in Mishpatim, u'basar basar that treifa lo sochelu, and basar that is in the field, treifa lo sochelu, ze basar min hachai, u'basar min ha-treifa. Not only does that include the pshuto shal mikra, basar treifa, but it also includes basar min hachai. So again, we darshan that on a deeper level, and again, as Rashi says, mashba shepirish mimkomo, right, treifa means, in that case, basar the treifa, it's out of the place where it is supposed to be, and that's also Pirish Menachai, that's out of its normal Mechitza, as we had many items that were included in that pasuk. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Eiver Menachai is from Re'eh, and Basar, Trefa, and Basar Menachai are both from Mishpatim. Reish Lakish breaks it up differently. Lo sochal hanefesh shema basar ze Eiver Menachai u Basar Menachai. Right, the pasuk in Re'eh teaches us Eiver and Basar Menachai, and again, that's how do you see Darshan that Rashi quotes, last medium line in Rashi, Vachimash Velotochal Hanefesh, Velotochal Habasar. Kozmash Zem Zet. So you could darshan the nefesh and the basar separately, not comparing the nefesh with the basar, but the nefesh and the basar separately. So that is the din of Eiver and Basar Menachai, Ubasar Basar the Shrefa, Lo Sochelu, Ze, Basar Menachrefa, and the Pasuk of Mishpatim just teaches us Basar Shrefa. Aval. So those are the sources. So what are the Nafkaminas before we talk about that Machlokas? Nafkaminas. The question is, if I do two out of three, the question is, where are the two? Achal Eiver Menachai, Ubasar Menachai. If I eat Eiver and Basar Menachai, Lo Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's from two Isurim. And therefore, Chayev Shtayim. Therefore, you'd be Chayev two different, Aveiris, Lurshim and Lakish, you know, Chayev Alachas, Grand Reish Lakish, you only Chayev one. Again, there's a question that's always asked is, it's Asur anyway, so what difference does it make about the source? It's Asur anyway, it makes a big difference. First of all, it makes a difference. We had Rashi earlier in this Masechta, and Rashi on Shavuos and Daf Chaf. You have to give the Pasik when one gives the Hasra. So you have to say which Pasik it's from. That's one big Nafkamina. But another Nafkamina means in terms of adding up and cumulative, and if there are Yisurim that pile up on other Yisurim, so we have to know if I'm doing the same Aveira twice in the same Helam, so one is only going to get one set of Malkus. And one, if I'm violating two Yisurim, then it's two. Again, Psukim is also a different question than Minyan HaMitzvos. Right, sometimes you could have the anisur that's quoted in five different psukim, and it's only one mitzvah. Shabbos is quoted many times in the Torah. How many mitzvahs we quote about Shabbos? alos asay and asay. We don't quote every time the pasuk says or lavar alavishne lavin. That's a machlokas Rambam and the Ramban sometimes. What that means? If it repeats it, and is that just for emphasis, or is that telling me that there's more? So the nafkaminas for minyan hamitzvos is also a discussion whether there is a question. But this is, that's not exactly the same here. Here we're talking about, you know, what the source, which pasuk is the source for the aveir. So if I eat aver and basar menachai, kodesh biyochad, and two different sukkim, so you chayev two. Kodesh reish lachash on the chayev one. Achal basar menachai, basar menatreifa. If I eat the basar menachai menatreifa, l'reb Shimon ben Lakish chayev shtayim. Because according to Reish Lakish, the pasuk of treifa is only about treifa, and basar menachai is learned out from re'ei. L'reb Yochanan no chayev alachas. But according to Reb Yochanan, both basars are learned out from the same pasuk. Ava achal, I'm sorry, achal aver menachai or basar menatreifa, l'divrei kol chayev shtayim. So that for sure is chayev two, because that's learned out from two different psukim. Okay, stop there for a moment. A couple of points to make. First, the Tosfos and Maseches Sanhedrin. Tosfos and Sanhedrin discusses the Isser of Aver Menachai. Tosfos at Daf Nun Vav Mabez deals with the question of the origins of the Isser. Tosfos says, Ochal Tochal Velo Aver Menachai. Who was the first one to have the Isser of Aver Menachai? Who was the first one to have it? So the Gemara there in Nun Vav Mabez and Sanhedrin, Darshan, as we know from the Pasuk by Adam HaRishon, every word in the Pasuk is there to teach me a different Aveira. Vayitzav Hashem Elokim ala Adam leimar mikol eitz hagan achol tochel. Hashem says to Adam, eat from the whole gan. Vayitzav elu hadinim. As it says elsewhere. Hashem zubirchas Hashem. That's cursing God. Right? Elokim zeavodas kochavim. Al ha'adam zushvichas damim. Goes through each one. Leimar zegili gili arise. Mikol eitz hagan gan velo gesel. Achol tochel velo eiver menachai. Right? All of them are learned out from this pasuk by Adam HaRishon. Ask Tosfos, was Adam allowed to eat animals at all? What did he need the Isser of Aver Menachai for? Adam couldn't eat animals. So of course, the whole animal is Usser. Ask Tosfos, v'hadam, you know, come on, that which is in three blot from Adaf Nuntes, to lohuta la Adam HaRishon, basar la achila. So this is a major machlokas Rishonim. Says Tosfos, haynu la hamisva le'echol. Adam wasn't allowed to kill animals in order to eat them. But what if they died by themselves? Aval mesa me'ele hasharya. If they die by themselves, then they would be able to be eaten. Even Adam was allowed to eat animals in certain circumstances, and that is why he had the Isser of Aver Menachai too. Others say, if we look in the Rambam, the Rambam Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam Hilchos Malachim discusses this as well. We'll get to the Rambam in a second, but the Maariv Chayis also notes this difference between Tosfos and the Rambam. We'll read the Rambam in a second, but first the Chlishi Aran here in Sanhedrin. Chlishi Aran in Sanhedrin discusses this as well and quotes Tosfos and then says, "Ikal Meita, follow Adam Arishan, lo huter lo basar." Kivan dechein lo shayich be asharis iser eve benachai. Vigal meimar de iker kra asa lemeisar le basar. Dechsev mikolei sagan achol tochel velo basar. Ukishahutar basar libnei noach nishar iser aver min hachai bimkomo. Milashon achol tochel. Really, the pasuk is asering basar, like we said, and like Tosfos says. Like Tosfos says that the Adam was not allowed to eat meat, but then he differs. Tosfos says, but really, he was allowed to eat meat if it died by itself. The Ran doesn't say that. The Ran says, basar was asur to him, maybe even if it died by itself. But when basar became mutter to Bnei Noach, not all of it became mutter. Something was still left included, and that was Aver Menachai. So the sources of Aver Menachai go back to Adam HaRishon still. It's not a new Isser. It wasn't a new shame Isser that it was given. But it was still Usser again, a different shot than the Tosfos. If you look in the Rambam, the Rambam discusses in Hilchos Malachim the history of mitzvos. History of Mitzvahs says the, is it Perek Tes, I think? Perek Tes says the Rambam, Al Shisha Dvarim Nitzava Adam Arisha. He already gives it away. Adam Arisha only got six Mitzvahs. Six. Sheva Mitzvahs, B'nei Noach. Why? Because Adam got six of them. Bali Tosfos say that no, even Adam had the Isra of Aver Menachai. And there were limitations. There was some matzah that was allowed to eat. But the Rambam says, Al Shisha Dvarim Nitzava Adam Arisha. Al Avodah Zara. Al Birchas Hashem. Interesting order here. Why he does this? Let's compare this to the order of the limudim of of the Gemara. Again, we usually say it, the easy way to remember it. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, and the big three. Right? Abraham, Menachai, Birchas Hashem, Gezel, and Dinim, and the big three. But the Rama has Birchas Hashem, I'm sorry, Avodah Zarah, Birchas Hashem, Shvichas Damim, Gili Arayas. So he puts Birchas Hashem with Avodah Zarah. Gezel, Dinim. Ava bishakulan kabbalahin biyadenu mimoshe Rabbeinu, vahadas no telahen, and even though they're all a mesora from Moshe Rabbeinu, and da'as is no telahen, michlau divrei hatorah, yiresh al elu nistavu. Right, it appears, unusual lashon, michlau divrei hatorah yiresh, it would appear from the words of the Torah, shal elu nistavu. Hosif lenoach, evri menachai, shenemar ach basar, benapsho damo, lo zochelu, nimsu sheva mitzvos. So the Sheva Mitzvot that we talk about is because Noach got an extra one. Noach was not Osir. Adam. Adam was allowed to eat it. Adam was not allowed to eat animals bechlau. So he wasn't still Mitzuveh specifically in Eber Menachai. V'chein haya hadavar bechol ha'olam ad Avraham. And that existed till Avraham. Nistava yeser al elu b'mila v'hu es palel shachris. Interesting, he doesn't say he was Mitzuveh. Right? He says who is palel shachris. This was the Rambam we discussed 3 days ago. About Nitzna Torah v'Nischat Shehalacha, the Rambam on Daf Kuf, that the history of the mitzvah versus why mitzvahs are obligatory upon us. I don't know if I mentioned them, but the Maariz Chayis in Brachas and Rav Soloveitchik both have the same idea about tefillah. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah quotes Keneged Karbanos Tiknum from that Manda Amar in Maseches Brachas, and right here he quotes Keneged Avos Tiknum. So it's a machlokas in the Gemara, machlokas Tanoim. How could the Rambam quote both opinions of Keneged Avos and Keneged Temidim? So they give the same answer on that Gemara in the fourth parak in Brachas. The Maariz Chayis says, and Rav Soloveitchik says, that there's a difference based on this Rambam, and the Pirush Mishnah is on Daf Kuf. The reason that we have to daven, mitzvahs are obligatory upon us from Har Sinai, they made a Keneged Karbanos. The history of the mitzvah. Who davened? Who davened first? Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So that's here. Avram was Nitzav on Mila, and he davened Shachris. V'Yitzchak Hifresh Meiser, V'Hoset Tfilah Acheres, Lifnos Hayom. Doesn't even call it Mincha. That's Tosfos and Arvei Pesachim. Why do we call it Mincha? What does the word Mincha have to do with Shachris is Shachar, and Arvis is Erev. Mincha means a present. Right, so Tosfos and Arvei Pesachim discusses that. The Rambam doesn't call it Mincha. He says another Tfilah Lifnos Hayom. V'Yaakov Hosif Gid HaNoshe, V'Ispal Arvis. And Yaakov added Gid HaNoshe, right, Lishitaso, against the Rashi. Rashi is only also later, but it was put earlier in the Pasuk. Rambam says, no, Yaakov was Mosef Gid HaNoshe, V'Hispalel Arvis. And he davened Ma'ariv, Umbimitzrayim, and the Achronim, Meshachachma talks about this next line, Umbimitzrayim Nitztave Amram, B'mitzvos Yiseros. And in Mitzrayim, Amram got a couple more mitzvos. What were those mitzvos? Doesn't say. Amram got mitzvos. Which mitzvos did he get? Ad sheba Moshe Rabbeinu v'nishlama haTorah al yado. Until Moshe Rabbeinu came and was mashlim the Torah with the rest of the mitzvos. So that's the Rambam in terms of the history of the mitzvos and the different, again, we spend a lot of time on that Rambam about Amram, but we'll leave that for now. But either way, Machlokas Rishonim, whether Adam had the Isra of Abraham and Achai or not, it relates to, obviously, this Gemara, Tosus, and the Ran, and the Rambam. One other source, and that is implicitly, we know his Shita from that, and that is the Abu Draham. The Abu Draham, we quoted this Abu Draham in the past. The Abu Draham wonders why every bracha that we make, Birchas Hananin, has something to do with the creation of the item, right? Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Borei, pri ha'eitz, borei pri hadama, borei pri hagafen, has to do with the creation. And even hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Hashem is motzi the bread from the ground. What about shahakol nehiyeh bidvaro? So general. Why don't we have a more specific bracha on that? And, you know, the things that we say shahakol on, a lot of them we could have figured out be misakin a bracha related to the borei. So the Abu Draham on page Shin Lamed, in his Inyane Brachas towards the end, he quotes from Rav Asher Milunel, Lama b'chala brachas mevarchin borei ubazu niye yomar gamkein bazu shakol bara, right? Shakol bara, right? Bidvaro, v'tiretz kivan shetiknu matbei brachazu al davar shengidul menaris kagon bale chayim v'chayot sebahen, right? Because this bracha includes meat, includes animals. Ein lomar bohem borei. She'ikr briasam lo lakach haisa. Because animals were not originally created to be eaten. V'haray l'davar Adam arishon shlohut el basar ba'achila. Adam was not allowed to eat. Sounds like he argues with Tosus, right? He not allowed to eat basar. V'od, and then he, that's number one, and then he quotes, od shekivan shetiknu matbeyaz. So it was, so let me just explain. So it wasn't shakol nivra, right? It wasn't nivra for this, the animals. Once Noach, on the Teva, you know, did what he did and all the chesed, so to speak, we had a reward. That's the Abu Drum. And then he quotes, Od kivet shetiknu matveyazu ala yayin shehechmes v'chomets v'pasha ifsha. We also say shahakol on items that are not good, right? They're not, a fresh wine that became bad, and, as long as it's still edible. V'tav shol she'ivra, shekol elu einon tikkun abriya ela hashchasa v'hafsadas abriya, ein lomar mehen borei. Lafichach tikkun lomar nihiyah, v'lo tikkun lomar haya. V'hamaskil yavin. Adkan. That's a fascinating Abu Drum. Next time we see the bracha of shahakol, we'll say it doesn't say borei because animals weren't originally created with this. That's the first point about Eivor Menachai. One other point, and then we'll continue. And that is the machlokas here between Rochum, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rish Lakish is about how many are you chayev? Chayev 2, chayev 1. But according to both of them, the pasuk, especially, let's say, according to Rish Lakish, that basar basad treifa, I'm sorry, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that basar basad treifa includes basar min achayev, basar min treifa, and you get chayev, right, for that you're chayev. Isn't that a lavsha baklalos? Right, once one pasuk includes many different isurim, so we usually call that an all-inclusive lav. You don't get any malchus, right? Not even. So some say there is a machlokas rishonim about this too. Do you get one for the pshuto shel mikra, or do you get none? So many rishonim say you get none. Lav sheba klalos is like all the other unusual lavim. Lav shein bo maisa, lav nita klase, lav shein nita lasharz misas bezdin. All of the lavim that are not exactly similar to the lav of mazul and dumi de lav tachasima. And therefore, you're not going to get any malchus. So, but here, the Gemara assumes that Ubasa Basa the Trefa is not a Lav Shebeklalos. Not a Lav Shebeklalos. So, why not? Tosfos. V'yavagav de'in log on a Lav Shebeklalos. Tosfos Yimraskal Achal. So how, if I eat Aver and Basa Menachai, how can Rabbi Yochanan say Yochayev 2? So, Hani Mili Hecha Delo Mefarish Bekra. Kegot Al Tochlu Ki Imsli Eish. Mikol HaShayasim Yigefen HaYayin. If it's general in the Pasuk, and includes a lot of things. Aval ubasar basar de treifa de mifarshinan basar utreifa lo chashiv le lav shebeklalos kimo na umevusha. Says Tosfos, this one is too specific to be a lav shebeklalos. Specific, it mentions enough. No, so a lav shebeklalos is much more general. Much more general. This has specifics. So this might be Tosfos relating to his oshita, Tosfos l'shitaso. Question is, the Rishonim ask, the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvah, Tosfos and Sanhedrin, later on asks, why isn't Yontif a Lav Shebeklalos? We know if one does Malach on Shabbos, Skila, Rachman al-Islan, and Chatos. What if one does Malach on Yontif? So Chayim Malchus. What do you mean Chayim Malchus? Well, sounds like a Malacha, right? Isn't that all-inclusive? So when it comes to Misa, so we don't get into issues of Lav Shebeklalos. But when it comes to Malchus, Yontif is Malchus. So why isn't Yontif a Lav Shebeklalos? You should never get Malchus for Isser Melacha on Yontif. So that is Tosfos' question in Sanhedrin on Daf Sama Gimel. What's the context there? Lav Shebeklalos, that's the classic case of Lav Shebeklalos. What is the classic case? Lo Sochlu Al Adam. Lo Sochlu Al Adam, don't eat blood. But included in that is, don't eat from an animal before it finishes the death process. Don't tochlu da'ad serve adayin adam v'mizrach, and I'll let eat the meat of a carbon before zrikas adam. You're not a mavrin. You don't have a special sudas havra for people killed by Bezdin. Sanhedrin doesn't eat anything on the day that they kill somebody. These are all included in losochlu al adam. Losochlu al adam includes, so that's a lav shebeklalos. As hara leben sorer more minayin, losochlu al adam. Right, all of these, all listed here, Salma Gimel. Right, there's another one not listed here, but that's in Brachas Daf Yud, eating before davening. Lo sochlo freisha atem is palim al dimchem. Assuming that's an Issadar Isa also. So, as Tosfos. So why is in Yontif a lav shebeklalos? Why? He quotes the Gemara in Beitza, it says Beferish, right? If you eat the, mevashel on Yontif, something that's not Litzorach Ochol Nefesh, let's say mevashel gid anashe, Yonah Dioma, right? And Yonah Depirka, right? So if you mevashel gid anashe, you get Malchus. What do you mean? Why isn't it a lav shebeklalos? So to answer, you know there's an answer to that question. That's the machlokas is between Tosfos and the Ramban. Tosfos there says, Lo chashinan le lav shebeklalos. Dechsiv, kol melechas avodah losasu, kimo Losa Avdeim Dahacha. Dehasam Mifarish Tvei. Dechsiv Avoda. Demishtame Komalacha Shehi Avoda. Again, Tosfos says, no, that's specific. Because it says, don't do Avoda. Which means, any Avoda. Lav Shebeklala says, Tosfos, they have 10 different things, Losochol Aladam, which is not specific. But Tosfos says here, it says Avoda, it's as if Tosfos is saying, fill in the blank. That's what that's how you're supposed to understand, right? So by a fill in the blank, that's not a lav shebeklalos, Tosfos says, right? Because that's exactly ki'ilu, it says in mefurish. It says in mefurish, don't do cleaning, don't do plowing, don't do all the things that are asur on yantif. It's ki'ilu, it says it. Tosfos says that it is, it says avoda, and that is exactly what is included in avoda. If it's not a fill in the blank, but it is as if it's totally not mefurish b'krop, so then that is what it's a lav shebeklalos. The Ramban has a different shot. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos in Shorish Tes quotes a different idea. The Ramban says that all, not based on the language of the pasuk, everything can fit into avoda. It's all like fill in the blank. The Ramban says, no, it's all one shame isser. It's all the same essence, not focusing on the language. But it's Los Asakom Malacha. Los Asakom Malacha includes all of these. It's not that fill in the blank. It's not that it doesn't have to be Mefurish Bikra to be a Lav Shebeklalos. Right? If you have 10 different things included, different Shemos Isser, that's a Lav Shebeklalos. Don't eat blood, and don't eat before when beds and put somebody to death, and don't eat before davening. Those are all very different. That's a Lav Shebeklalos. But where you have 10 different things, but it's all one message, right? All the malachis on Yomtif are one message. It's all, not because it's mefurish, kilu, fill in the blank, but it's just one shemisser. So that is not a lav shebeklalos. And that's what the Rav Salvechik explained this machlokes. L'ramban, kol shiyesh sham kama isurim haklulim balav echad, shuv lo havi dumya delav tachasima vein lokan al shum echad mehem. If you have a lot of isurim that are kolo with one lav, but if you have one lav that includes many different actions, that's not a lav shebeklalos. And Tosfos says, "Any lav shebeklalos gidro kishiyish lanu lav shelofi pshuto balasa davar echad lofi medrasho balasa davar acher." So that's a lav shebeklalos. But here, everything's the pshat. Everything's just fill in the blank. There's no one pshat and one that thought that you wouldn't have said. That's a different ideas about lav shebe. Lav shebeklalos. I think Rav Rosenzweig once said that is lav shebeklalos a lav hakolel or lav klali? What's the problem? According to the Ramban, lav hakolel is a lav shebeklalos. It includes 10 different things. Yeah, that's a problem. But the Tosfos said everything specifics. That's not a lav shebeklalos. If it's a lav klali, if it's more general, that would be a lav shebeklalos. And to capture it in a word. But either way, this is related to this Tosfos right here that discusses that Trefa is not a Lav Shebeklalos. Okay, let's continue and then maybe we'll talk more about Inyanim of Trefa from the Tamei HaMitzvos. So, let's continue. Raminu, so we have a Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish. What are the sources? From Re'e and Mishpatim. Raminu, Achal, Aver, Minhachai, Minhatrefa. What if you eat Aver, Minhachai from a Trefa? Not separately. Eivor nachai from a treifa. So Rabbi Yochanan amar chayiv shtayim. Rabbi Shimon lakach amar nachayiv ala achas. So Bishlo remember Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you'd get chayiv two for the same achila. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan says that Eivor menachai is learned out from one pasuk and treifa is learned out from a different pasuk. So therefore, there's two averis in that one eating. Elor Shimon lakach kasha. But according to Reish Lakish, who said that Eivor menachai and Basar menachai I learned out, Rav Shimon Lakish learned that from one pasuk, and Treifa learned that from the other pasuk, so why you chayiv only one? So I'm Rav Yosef, lo kasha, kan be beit ma'achas, kan be shtei behemos. Machlokes, whether it's one animal or two behemos. By two behemos, so that Eivor menachai from one, and Basar Treifa from another, that's where he says your chayiv tayim, two. B'shtei behemos, mechayiv shtayim, that's where Rish Lakish says your chayiv two. Even though it's one achila and one asra, you violated two lavim. But by behema achas, plig, the machlokes is by behema achas, right? Where you have a trefa, eiver menachai. Aye, so why would he be a chayiv only one if it's from two lavim? By behema achas, by my pligi, even though it's the same animal, two lavim, amar abaya. So here we go. A couple of different shatim about what is the machlokes. If I eat, again, eiver menachai of a trefa. And Rabbi Yishlaka says that's really from two different sukkim. So, but he only chayiv one. Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayav two. Why? So we'll have at least three or four suggestions for what the machlokas is about. And the issue goes down to, as we'll see, Isser Chalal Isser. Amar Abaya, Kagon Shenitrefa Im Yitzias Rubo. Maybe the animal became a trefa as it was born. Im Yitzias Rubo, as it was born. Rashi, Baholada Nitrefa. So again, what are these surahs we're talking about here? We're talking about Avram and Achai, and we're talking about trefa. So, were these chal at the same moment? Mar Sofer. So theoretically, Yesh Lakish holds that it's for two Isurim and you should get two Averis. But the issue is one of Isur Chalal Isur. Mar Sofer, Behema, Bechayeha, Le'evarim Omedes. One opinion holds that, as we had this earlier, an animal could be looked at as limbs. A bunch of limbs. It's not only an animal as a unit, right, as a whole. But the animal can be looked at. So meaning the second that it's born, we can look at it as the Isra of Avraham Achai already being, in it, right, when it's, born. So, Avraham Achai and Trefa were both Chal at the moment that it was born. So, Marsa, Rabbi Mechayel, Le'evar Momedes, the Isra Trefa, the Isra Avraham Bahadi Adadi Kaasu, and therefore Yechayev two. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Right, Marsa, Rabbi Mechayel, Lav Le'evar Momedes. And Rish Lakish says, no, a behema, while it's alive, is a sum, not the separate parts. The Isser of Avraham and Achai does not apply yet, and therefore the Isser of Trefa is before the Isser of Avraham and Achai, and that's where you only chayev one, according to Rish Lakish. Ma'aser behema b'chayel, lav le'evar momedes, v'lo asi Isser Avraham Achayel, a Isser Trefa. So that is one view of the Machlokas, which was in order that the Isser Trefa came first. Or others say, Behema is for sure Lav Levarim, meaning the Isser Avraham Achai is, comes later. Lav Levarim, Ubim Mesi Isser Aver Mechala Isser Trefa Kamifliki. And we're talking about the opposite, whether the Isser Avraham Achai is Chal on the Isser of Trefa. Mar Savar, Asi Isser Aver Chayel A Isser Trefa. One says, we have the Isser of Avraham Achai, and that is Chal on the Isser of Trefa. When is it Chal? Why is it Chal on the Isser of Trefa? So Rashi we had earlier, right? It's Chamor, right? It's a Chamor Isser, right? Umar Savar, Lo Asi Isser Aver, Chal Isser Trefa. No, the Isser of Aver, Minachai, cannot be Chal on the Isser of Trefa. It's not an Isser Mosif, it's not an Isser Kolel, right? It's a Chamor, we said Asir Lebnei Noach, as we had earlier, but it wouldn't be included in the ones that are Chal, the exceptions of the rule of Isser Chal on Isser. That is all suggestion number two, right? Isser Avraham and Achai Chal on Trefa, or the opposite. Next, Ibai Seima number three. The Kuliyama Behema Bechayel Le'Avraham Omedes. Meaning, the Isser of Avraham and Achai is right away. Le'Avraham Omedes, we view the animal as if, again, it's interesting, Hashkafik and the Halacha question. What's that Machlok is about? Whether we view the animal as Avarim when it's born, right? Does the Isser of Avraham and Achai start right away or not? Is it just a pile of bones? Not a galshal atzamos, as we had? No. Right, the neshama and its life gives it a different status. A different status. So an animal b'chaya le'evar momedes. Ukegon shenitrefa le'achar mikan. And trefa started later. Trefa started later. Well, and therefore b'meisi iser trefa chay l'iser ever kamiflegin. The machlokas is whether the iser of trefa became trefa during its life. And Avraham and Achai started right when it was born. So trefa being chal on Avraham and Achai. Mar Savar Asi v'chayel, Mar Savar lo Asi v'chayel. So when exactly is it chal in that case? When is the Isser of Trefa chal? So it's an important lashon in Rashi, which relates to the question in Lamdas that we quoted a few days ago. Look at the Rashi. Kogon shenitrefa la'achar mikan. Reb Yochanan Savar Isser chal al Isser. That's why you're chayev too. V'yasi Isser Trefa v'chayel a Isser Aver. Take out the next word, Mechayim. But this is Trefa, is Chal. Right when it becomes a Trefa, it's Chal on the Isser Aver. For Reish Lakish Savar, Ein Isser Trefa Chal ala Behema, Ad Shetishachit. Till it's shechted. It might be a Trefa, right? Right? We had a whole parak about that. But the Isser of Trefa is only Chal Ad Shetishachit. Why? The Isser Mitzla Tali V'koyi. The Isser is hanging. It exists, but it's not Chal yet. Says a Beferish. V'chipaka Isser Chiyus, Asi Isser Trefa V'chayel. And when the Isser of Chiyus is Paka, it's no longer Chai, so then the Isser of Trefa is Chal. Sounds Beferish like that question that the Beis Halevi asked, the best question that the others asked, Rebbe Elchanan. When we say Ein Isser Chal Isser, does that mean it's not Chal at all? Or does that mean that it's somewhat there? I think Rav Yevamos had said, La nafkamina of kvura, it's there, but it just doesn't have anywhere to sink into. But once it has a place to sink into, so then it can be chal. Good. So that sounds that way from this Rashi. Again, maybe you could read it a little differently, that it's not it wasn't fully, chal yet at all. Okay, but either way, that's what the Rashi sounds like, that the Isser is chal, somewhat is just held in abeyance, and then it's actually chal later. It's not that it is totally, paka. Good. And finally, number four, Rava Amar Kagon, Shatalash Mimena Aver Vitar Fabo. What if the person was tolish Eiver Menachai, and that made it a treifa, right? We had it earlier, back on Daf Ayin Vav. Remember the case of, if an animal has a cut, had its leg cut off. If it's under one of the knees, then it's kosher. If it's above the knee, it's treifa. We even had there that it's possible to have a place that's worse. If it's lower, if it's at the Tzomas Hagidin, so then it's going to be a treifa. And if it's cut above the Tzomas Hagidin, maybe it's not a treifa. How is that possible? The Gemara says, don't compare treifas. Zu dom lazu. That was that lashon that we had earlier. That badaf ayin vav. So here, what happens if the person cut off the aver menachai and that made the animal into a treifa? So again, that's the do we say this is basacha? So mar savar behema bichayeha. Right, the Marav Ransberg changes this to the lashon that we're used to. Right, be'er b'chayeh le'evarim eina omedes. It just means eina le'evarim omedes, that the iser of Aver Minachai is not right away. Iser Aver, when it's born, iser Aver is a treif abadi adadi ka'asu, and therefore, right, when he makes it into a treif and pulls off this Aver, so then it's chava basachas. And that is Rei Shlakish, you only chayev one. Umar Savar, be'er b'chayeh le'evarim omedes, so it already had been aser mishum, I'm sorry, abadi adadi ka'asu, therefore chayev two. Right, that's your chayv too, and that is Rabbi Yochanan. Umar Savar, Vehem B'chayel Eivar Momedes, V'lo Asi Yisr Treifa, Chayel A Yisr Eivar. And therefore, the Yisr of Treifa will not be chal on the Yisr Eivar. Good. One or two points to make. The Chashuk HaChemer discusses, again, we can talk about this anywhere on these dafim. Once we're talking about Eivar Menachai, he has the following shayla. Eivar Menachai, Shelo Kederach Achila, or Gid Hanasha, Shelo Kederach Achila. So, is one chayiv for that? We know usually there's a rule. I'm only chayiv if I eat something in the normal way. If I eat something that the chefsa is edible, so I'm only chayiv daraisa if the chefsa is normal and the derech is normal. What happens by Abraham and Achayim Gedanasha? What's the shayla? Because the Rambam says, kol ochlan asurin, eino chayiv alei ma sheyochal osan derech hanah. This is the Rambam here in Perek Yudalot of Avichal Nachalas Azuras. You only chayiv if you eat it derech hanah. Chutz mi basar b'chalav v'kilay akerem. The Rambam says those two exceptions. Why? Because those two don't have a lashon of achila. Lo savash al gidi b'chalei v'imo. Doesn't say anywhere, don't tochal basar b'chalav. So therefore, maybe even shaloka derech achila. Achila either means achila or lo se achel, as it says in Psachim, hana'a. That's got to be in a normal way. So the Rambam's exceptions to the rule, abasa b'chala v'kila akarem, l'fi shalom namar ben achila, el ahoti akasev iser achilasan balashan acheres. That's the Rambam here in Perek Yudalad, amalchalas asuras halacha yud. So what about these two? Why is there a difference? Because by Aver min hachai, the bones and the sinews are mitztare flikazayas for Aver min hachai. So even inedible parts, the regular din of Eiver Menachai, it can be mitztare for a kezias. Again, not Basar Menachai, Eiver Menachai. Remember, there are two different isurim. So by Eiver, items that are not edible are mitztare for kezias. Shalokishar machalas asuras, shein agidin va'atzomos mitztare for kezias. So usually, achilas atzomos, says the Chashuk HaChemer, der klal, ein enachsheves lachil kedarko, ubekozos chayim aleha. So just like the normal Isra of Eiver Menachai can include Atzamos V'Gidin, so maybe if I eat it, Shalom Kederach Achila. Right, there are different rules. Kederach Achila in terms of the Chefza and in terms of the eating. Right, we're comparing inedible Mitzah the Chefza and inedible maybe a different Kederach Achila Mitzah the Gavra. V'emkein ulai gam k'she'irei bo dvarim hamarim v'chadome chayiv. Also, if you put bitter things in it. V'chein yishtabek b'ged anasha, also b'ged anasha. Why? Again, as we've said, ein begidim no sein tam. The Rambam paskins that Gidanashe is not based on asim because of the tam. So if that's because of the tam, usually things are asim mishum tam, and that's kederach achila. V'yim kein ulai chayev gam kshir b'dvarim amarim. Oshema ein lechaba lechidusho. V'atorah hechshiv es achila shel gid ve'ever nachay rak kedarkan. No, you still have to eat it kederach, even though the items themselves are not so edible. So that's his shayla, and he quotes this in the Machlokes Achronim, the Prima Gadim and the Menchas Chinuch and others assume that you are chayiv only kederach achila. Only kederach achila, even though there's a little more expansion in these Yisurim, but not fully. And Rabbi Kiva Eger on the other end quotes, no, you'd be chayiv in this case. Why? Because that's almost haim shalok kederach achila v'chayiv. So too, if you eat it shalok kederach achila, one would be chayiv in that case as well. So that's a machlokas. Then he adds the yesh lo hosif ksas svara lomar shen chayav machila shalok kedarka. Maybe I could give a little svara that you're not chayiv shalok kedarka. Mipnei Shema HaTorah Asra, Eivrim HaNachai, Afilu Shalom Ragilom Lechol Atzamos. The reason that Eivrim HaNachai is Asra, even though you don't usually eat bones. Umash HaTorah Asra, Gid, She'ein Botam, Yish Bazeh Svara. There's a Svara, why? These items, even though they are bitter, they are Asra. It's not because all rules are broken here. The Chinuch says about Eivrim HaNachai, because there's Achzarius. There's achzarius, right? There's brazenness, eating the bones. Umikivan shagam ba'atzamos menachai yesh achzarius. If every menachai is god of achzarius, so the bones are also achzarius. So lachem, k'shem shabasar every menachai, asr b'chal achzarius, kakam asr teraz atzamos. But if you put something bitter in it, if you eat it in an unusual way, so who says that's included? Again, he's using the Tama Mitzvah here to limit it. That's number one. So the only reason it's included is Achzarius. The bones can be Achzarius too. But eating it in an unusual way or making it inedible with a different reason, that's not going to be included in the Achzarius, so it shouldn't be Asr. Number one. Number two, the other point is the Gid Hanasha. Gid Hanasha is Asr, as we mentioned this back on Daf Peites, on the first Daf, the Sefer HaChinuch on Gid Hanasha. It's all about remembering our tsaris and our gullus, and it's going to be difficult and hard, but we're going to get through it. We're going to get through it, even though it doesn't taste like anything. We know it's bitter, but that's the point. The point is that it's bitter inherently. So, imkein yesh lomar shekedei lachazik zikaron zeh hatorah asar gida afilu she'im regilam la'ochlo aval im lo shmei achila ki ire bazet davar acher ezel yesh makom gadol lomar shadar lo asra. Torah specifically asar these in order to give us a zikaron or for some other reason. Again, it's a chiddush to use the tameh hamitzvahs in order to limit it. That's his suggestion. He's not basing it based on that. He quoted the other achronim and then just added that. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So far we had four pshatim of the machlokas or biyochanan and Reish Lakish. How many averis? How many are you chayiv if one eats the aver min hachai of a treifa? Are you chayiv two? Only chayiv one. Next case. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan. Asa achal chelev min hachai min hatreifa. What if somebody eats chelev min hachai? So what is chelev? Chelev min hachai min hatreifa. How many averis are we doing there? Chelev min hachai treifa. Sounds like three averis. Chayev shtayim. You're chayev two. Why you only chayev two? Right? So Rashi says, even though you're doing three averis, aver, chelev, and treifa, you only had two malkas, as we'll see why, which one is left out. Amal Rabbi Ami, v'leim emar shalosh, ani omer shalosh, idmar nami, amar Rabbi Yochanan, ochal chelev, and achai, ben treifa, chayev shalosh. V'may kamiflagi, what's the machlokas again? Rav Chiya bar Abba, amar Rabbi Yochanan, chayev two. Rav Yavo, amar Rabbi Yochanan, chayev three. Right? Machlokas about what Rabbi Yochanan said. So, machlokas as follows. Oh, by the way, what is min chelev menachai is aver menachai or basar menachai? Right, which one that itself is not so clear. If you look in the Rashba, the Rashba here discusses. One second here with Rashba here discusses tsrichan ana lafarish mishum aver menachai velo mishum basar menachai di mishum basar menachai harmin lael da basar menachai basar menatreifa ino lokei lachas. But if you say it's Basar Menachai, then according to Rabbi Yochanan, you'd be chayev one anyway. For Basar Menachai, Basar Menatreifa. You'd only be chayev one. So therefore, it has to be Mishum Eiver Menachai. So you have Eiver, Basar, and Treifa. Eiver, I'm sorry, Chelev, and Basar Menachai, and Treifa. V'im Tomer, yes, the Rashba. Im kein b'chelev, my Eiver Menachai Ika. So, Chelev is included in Eiver. Pir Sharamban, Kagon Shetolash, Kulya, B'chalba. He talks about trying to figure out which chelev is being talked about here. Okay, but we'll trust them, and that is the three different Yisurim. So why only chayev two, according to one of the versions of Rabbi Yochanan? So b'maika miflagi, so here we go again, a few suggestions. Kigon chenitrefa mitzias ruba, similar types of discussions. What happens if it became a trefa on its way out of the womb. So Mandamar Shalosh Kasav Rabbeima Bachayala Evar Momedes. Right, the one that says three says the Isser Evar Nachai starts at birth. The Isser Chalev, the Isser Evar, the Isser Trefa, Badi Adalikasu. So it's three Basachas, and therefore you'd be Chayev three. Umandamar Shtayim Kasav Rabbeima Bachayala Lav Evar Momedes. So Evar Nachai did not happen yet. The Isser Chalev, Isser Trefa, Ika, Isser Evar Lo Asi Chayel. So you have two at birth, and the Isser Evar Nachai is not Chal. Viva Yisema number two, to Kuli Alma Behema Bechaya Lav Lever Momedes. No, the Eber Nachai did not start yet. Ube Mese Isser Ever, the Chayel Isser Chayla, the Isser Trefa Kamiflagi. Marsav Rasi Chayla, Marsav Ralo Asi Chayla. So again, whether Isser of Eber Nachai, is Chal. That is the, number two. Vibai Sema number three. Tukul Yama Behem Bechaya Lebar Momedes. Everybody agrees that the Isser Behem Bechaya starts right away. Ukon Shinitrafal Achamikan. And it can be Trefa afterwards. If Macy is a Trefa, Mechal Isser Chelev Kamiflagi. Can Trefa be Chal on Isser Eber Menachai? Marsav Rasi Chal, Midi Dahavi Achelev. Right? Just like Trefa can be Chal on Isser Ever, just like the Torah says we find by Chelev, the Amarar. Hatara Amra, Yavo Isser Nevela, Yachal Isser Chelev. The Yavo Isser Trefa, Yachal Isser Chelev. As we had this earlier. In general, any animal is usher when a nevela. You have nevela and chalev. You have trefa and chalev. So just like trefa is chal on the isser of chalev, so too trefa can be chal on the isser of Eber Menachai. Right? The same thing. V'idach, the other one says no. Ach chalev hu dechayel. It can be chal on chalev and not on Eber Menachai. Why? Chalev is more mekel. Dehutar michlalo. We know chalev is aser, right? Chalev is only the chalev of a behemah is aser. Chalev of a chaya. I'm sorry, it's only of a chaya. It is aser. Aval aver delo hutar michlalo lo, but the aver doesn't have any kulis, right? Lo hutar michlalo lo. So therefore, that's why it would have a harder time of being chal on aver. Period. So those are the couple of suggestions about that machlokas, why you only chayev two, or would you be even chayev three? And that's the chinuch, discusses a little bit the isser of chaylev in kuf mem zayin. When I get to the isser of trefa, we'll see, but the isser of chaylev in kuf mem zayin, shlo nochal chaylev behema tahora. As you mentioned, I don't know which way I just said it, but it's behema, chaylev behema is aser, chaylev chaya is mutter. Shneamar kol chaylev shor v'chesev v'eiz lo so chaylev, and we assume that's dafka, shor v'chesev v'eiz. Right. The differences between Behema and Chaya are Kisi Hadam, as we discussed, and Chelev. And he quotes the Isra of Chelev, Kimios Aguf Kli LeNefesh. He talks about Kashrus here, as we know, that the ultimate doctor knows what's good for us. And therefore, even if we're not exactly sure and know exactly, you know, the health benefits of kashrus and chaylev and trefa, right? We trust the doctors. Interesting, by chaylev here, just this is one of the 10 or 15 places where there seems to be a stira between the Sefer HaChinuch and the Ra'ah quoted in other Rishonim in various contexts. It's one of them here. And that's the case is the chaylev of a ben pakua usur or not? Right, that's one of the stevers. Right here in Kuf Mem Zayin, he's so sir what is quoted by other Rishonim here. I'll read to you Zed Das Rambam b'Shalil Shakalo Chadashav Sheish Chiyev Kares Bechelbo. Avo Rov Mefarshim Cholkin Bazev Amru Dechelbo Mutter. Right, the Chelav is Mutter, Chelav of Ben Bakua is Mutter. The Minchas Chinuch says here in Os Tes, he says Ayin Shach B'Shem HaRa'ah in the Bedek Abayis to Posel Bak Shenifsal Machma Shchita. Right, that it's if it's a psol shchita, right? Even though right, you should need shchita. It's a ben pakua. The sefer achinuch miyuchas l'ra'ah. The tzorach lomar shachazibo bevedek abayis. It must have been chozerbo. Assuming. But this is one of the 10-15 rais. Look at the hakdama to the minchas chinuch in chilek aleph. That's where they list off. This is one of them. Right, list off by the chaylev and the hilcha shchita of a ben pakua. They list off this as one of the rayas that the chinuch was not written by the chinuch. Even though the shach and others assume yes, but the later scholarship seems to say not. Right, this is osvav. If you look at the hakdama there. Minchas chinuch hiksha b'din shalil shehifras agave karka. We have a ben pakua that walked on the ground. She toin shchita she b'sefer achinuch kasaf to mishum maris ayin bovad. The chinuch says it's just meikra din. It's not a shchita and it's not a behema and therefore the chelav is going to be mutter. And if a soul shchita is not going to passel it. Aval ra'ah hisak al rashba in the bedek abayis v'savar she tonu shchita kehilcha shchita kulan b'behema ba'alma. V'gam shardin yitshevas nogin bo. Right, this among here, 14 places where we have stiras between the chinuch and the ra elsewhere. So that's why we assume it was not written by the ra. Maybe it was written by his brother, Rav Pinchas Halevi, the achiva gadol umoro shel ra, right, the older brother. But either way, this is, it's discussed here. The only thing we have in the Hagdama, he writes, ani hadal ba'alfi talmid ha-talmidim shebizmani ish Yehudi mi base Levi Bartzaloni. Doesn't say what his name was. Okay. Either way, we continue. Says the Gemara. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Omar bo aminei Rav Shimon ben Lakish mi Rav Yochanan. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said that Rish Lakish had asked Rav Yochanan, Chilko mi bachutz mahu. What's Chilko mi bachutz? If I take an Iver Menachai, a Kezias of Iver Menachai, but I split it up, I cut it in half before I put it into my mouth. The two halves. So is that still Chayef? What's the issue? Look at Rashi, the Tzadin. Mi mitztarfi l'chayuve k'chol shari surim. Do I say this is aser like all other isurim? Right, all other isurim. If I cut it in half and then eat them both, b'chdeach in this process is going to be aser. I don't have to eat it in one gulp. So, do you say this is all like all other isurim that you're going to be mitztarif b'toch achilas pras? Or do I say, O Dilma for a skinny line, Kivan de Chidishu, to Hagidin va'atzamos de Alma lo machayev alayev ha'cha machayev, as we just mentioned before, from the Chashukei Chabed. Here's a Chiddush, because even bones and sinews are included in the Isra of Eber Menachai. Ema en l'chabo l'chidusha. V'chiyach l'eva basachas l'chayev. V'stam achil basachas mashba. One chewing. One eating. Gotta put it all in your mouth and eat it. So, do we say that it's chayev even if you split it in half? Amar lei pater. So Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish said, l'kula, pater. Mi b'fnei mai. What happens if you split it up inside your mouth? Right, you cut it in half inside your mouth, and then you swallow half, and then you take a minute or two, and then you swallow the next half. Amalei chayif. That's chayif. That's chayif. Right, why might that be chayif? So it could be that, ain't lo davar sof. No, I mean, if it's in your mouth, you're chewing it, right, you can't be machshiv, chilukim that happen in the mouth. Maybe it's similar to, I don't know about exactly, but maybe it's similar to Hilchos Shabbos. Right, you can't, we're not going to be chayiv malachas in the mouth. Right, there's no chiyuv of lisha when my saliva, right, goes into the solids that are in my mouth and I'm eating. There's no isra of borer. If I eat something and I take a bone out of my mouth that I don't want to eat, there's no isra of borer. There's no isra of tochein when I chew and crush up the food in my mouth. Tochein, borer, lush. There's no malacha in the mouth. Right, so maybe here too. In the davar sof, right, the ben achai, even if you want to say it's one, but once it's in the mouth, it's all one. That's what Rav Dimi quoted from Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. And as often in Shas, when Rav Dimi's there, Ravin is not too far off. Ki asa Ravin amar, chilku mi bachutz pater. No, if you split it on mi bachutz pater, fine, I agree with that. But mi bifnim, Rabbi Yochanan amar chayiv, Rish Lakish amar pater. Rish Lakish says even there is pater. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayiv, harinena grona b'kazayah. So Rabbi Yochanan says chayiv because your goren, your throat, had a hanah of a kezias altogether. Rish Lakish Amar Pater, Achila b'meyav b'inam v'leka. You need the shear in meyav, in your insides, Rashi, kishihu yored letoch meyav. Tzorach she'ebo shir achila. It's got to go down together. And therefore, if it doesn't go down together, that's the special din here, it's not going to be chayiv. El Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Sheikha Mishkachal and Machayiv. How could you ever be chayiv? It's big. How can you ever get it to go down? Amar Rav Kahana, Bigromisa Ze'erta. By a tiny little bone. Tiny little, piece. Right, Rashi. Etzem Katan, Shal Kafa Yarech. Right, a little bit. Sheyeshbo Mashu Basar, Vigid, Ve'etzem. Mashlimel Kadai Ve'enetam Los Elabolo. So it's a very limited chayiv, according to Rish Lakish. Only if a tiny little piece that can go down all at once. Rebbe Lazar Amar Afilu Chelko Bemechus Namichayev. Rebbe Lazar says no, and that's what we pass. Right? We passkin. You're chayev even if you split it right before you put it into the mouth. Mechus or krevel, avkin mechus or ma'isa dami. Right? Right? If you split it up right before you put it into the mouth, that's not going to be a lack of chisaron, and therefore you're going to be chayev in that case. Good. The next couple of lines are part of a huge topic. Again, we're just going to read it and touch on it. But this is in general for eating. General for maisa achilas. And what is the ikar for a maisa achila? In both in terms of averos and in terms of mitzvos. And it might be opposite, right? This has to do with eating matzah. And do I get the mitzvah of matzah if I don't eat it in the normal way? But my stomach has hana. What if I liquefy matzah and put it through an IV into my veins, right? Is that going to be yotzei? There was no Hanas Garon, but there was Hanas Meyav. And what about the opposite, right? It's discussed in many different contexts. Amr Shimon Lakish, Kizayis Sha'amru Chutz Mishel Ben Hashinayim. Well, first we have this. Rabbi Lakish says the Kizayis has to be besides what gets stuck in your teeth, right? It has to be what goes down. Rabbi Yochanan Amr Afilu Im Ben Hashinayim. Rabbi Yochanan says no. It includes what's in your teeth. That's also part of the Hana'a. Also part of the Hana'a. Amr Papa Bishal Ben Hashinayim Kulei Amalo Pliki. Everybody really agrees. Now what's really stuck in the teeth is not mitzarif, right? Even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that's not mitzarif because nothing, you don't get any hana. If it gets stuck in your teeth, it didn't even go into your mouth. Rashi says, no hana, no lo grono v'lo meyav. She'ein adam toim el ha'ashi samach lebeis abliya. The taste is really, right, until it gets back in the throat. Even though you might say, we think like just a little bit on the tip of the tongue, right? But either way, Rabbi Papa says, no, there's no machlokas if it gets stuck right just on the way in. Ki pligi ben achanichim. Machlokas is in the palate in the back. Mar savar, harinana, unless you say the tongue is beyond the teeth, further in. And that's the, right, teeth just means even before it gets to there. Hare nene, grona bekezias. So one holds, mar savar, that you had a kezias, even though it didn't go down, but you still had a kezias of hana. Mar savar, achilu b'mea b'inan. No, it has to be, all the way down. Right? So that's a machlokas. So again, there's machlokas even, we'll get to this measure in the next parak. Machlokas, tur and rashi, what about, basar b'chalav? What happens if after 4 hours I found a piece of meat in my teeth? Is that still called meat? A separate issue, but again, Ben Hashem, is that why we wait 6 hours? Yeah, we'll get to that Ben Hashem in the next pair. Amar Ravasi, Machlokas Rishonim, whether Ravasi is arguing on Ravin or not. Amar Rav Yochanan, Achal Chatzi Zayis Vehekiyo. Vachazer Vachal Chatzi Zayis Acher. Chayev. What if I eat a half a Kazayis of Isser, and then I vomit it out, and then I eat another half a Kazayis? So all together, and then I swallow that second half a Kazayis. All together, there was a Kazayis in my mouth, but not in my stomach. So, if I spit it out, I shouldn't have used the heki. Heki here means just spit it out without it going down. Right, so, what's the halacha there, so chayiv? So, Rabbi Yochanan says, chayiv, my time, hari nana, grown up in kezayis. Because he had a hana of a kezayis in his garon. Reish Lakish might be putter, because you would need hana's meyav. Right, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan generally. What if you eat the same half of kezayis that you spit out? Right, are you going to be chayef for a whole kezayis there? It's like, what the machlokas is whether when something is in, it's called digested and it's not called food anymore? So just ask a question about kezayis and ask how many averis did you get? Not about half a kezayis. Ela ibasar grono azlinan, ibasar meyav azlinan. Right, the question is, you go after garon, so you're chayev twice, so basar meyav, then you only be chayev once. V'tiv shalei midi Ravasi, why don't you prove it from Ravasi? Ravasi just asked it about two different pieces, so why isn't that the same issue? Ravasi gemare iakarle. Really, Ravasi had forgotten his learning. V'asa Rabbalazar lads kure. Rabbalazar, his Talmud, was trying to remind him. V'achi ka'amarle. Ravasi had said that, but he was trying to jar his memory. This is what he said to him. Lama lichati zayis acher lemamar b'didei. Right? Why do you need a half a kezayis? Just talk about the question about it itself. Diga lamashmi mine tarti. Because then, from this case, you would be able to know both. Shemini mida delo havi icho. The fact that if you give me an answer that you're chayev, it wouldn't be called digested in the so-called food. But shemini mida dari nene grono b'kezayis. And you'd be your chayiv, you would know that it goes by Hanaz Garon. So Ishtek Lamar Leva Lomidi. So he didn't answer him. He was just trying to jar his memory, but he didn't give him an answer. Amalei, he says it, Mofis Ador! Lo Zimnin Sagiyan Amar Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, Va Amar Lachari Nena Grona Bekezayas. You taught us many times. You said in front of Rabbi Yochanan. And he said to you, Nena Grona Bekezayas, that for your chayiv. So he was just trying to jar his memory, and it was really asking him both, Travayu, or real, but he knew the answers, as Rashi says. Rabbi Lazar travayu pshitale, v'lohus rach lishol l'klum. Didn't really have to ask him anything. He was just trying to help him achieve and remember his learning. Again, this is a huge topic that Poskim talked about on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, what about shalok kederech and hanaz garo and hanaz meyav? There is yisuvei daite. So does it have to go through? Is there any issue with, you know, is it better if somebody knows that they're going to have to eat to take an IV on Yom Kippur? So the poskim say no. There's no issur. If you have a heter to eat, you have a heter to eat, and you eat normally. And if you don't have a heter to eat, then you can't eat. What about Rav Moshe discusses? What about taking some type of rectal supplement in order to help a person not fast, be able to fast? does a person have a chiyuv to do that? Not a chiyuv. Is that a good idea even to do that? That's not called eating, but is there some type of hormones that are released that create hana'as me'av? Right, what about taking certain pills? Either way, this is a big discussion in many different areas of halacha. And again, different areas of halacha have different requirements. Achila, or like here, some cases, like we saw by Basar B'Chalav, it's not an issue of achila. It's hana, or maybe it's hana, and even if it's hana, is it a hana's garo and is it a hana's meyav? That's the machlokas here of Yochanan Reish Lakish. And Yom Kippur Bechlau is a separate category because of Yisuve Daita, right? Inui, a positive state of Inui. So there's many different sugyas that come up. And remember the end, what here, Rav Asi Vigad is learning, you can also remember the Rav Yosef story that we say at the end of Sota, where Rav Yosef says, on the Mishnah, that when Rebbe died, Bala Anava, Rebbe Yosef says, Lotisni Anava Diika Ana. Right? I'm still here, so Lotisni Anava. Yes, many times. What do you mean? That's Anava. So the answer is no, but he forgot his learning, a lot of it. So he's reminding the Tzibor, if you want to know humility, you don't have to look far, just look at my life. Diika Ana. Look at my life, that I forgot my learning, and, the fickleness and lack of stability in life, so realize that could bring Anava, and realize that we're not in charge. Okay, Rabosa, how's your look at Anosh Hashem? Next time we start Perek Kol Habasar. Kalavi Bisari, all the halachas of Milchitz and Fleishiks come up right here in Kol Habasar, among other issues of Taroves in this big fat Perek Kol Habasar. Okay, we'll stop here.